Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson McCard. I will be your host for this Memorial Day weekend edition of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get into everything baseball related from yesterday, Friday, May 22nd. We will start with a litany of news and notes to get into. Brant Herter left the game yesterday with an apparent leg injury. No further word on that. Max Muncy left the game after being hit by a pitch with a presumed hand injury. We'll see if that's anything, like a hamate or something, a bone. I don't think many people even was really thinking about, but I feel like I think about it every single time someone's pitched up and in. He left. We'll see if he comes back in the next coming days. Trevor Story officially went surgery to undergo a underwent surgery to repair the sports hernia. Cabrian Hayes gets on the 10-day IL with a lumbar bulging disc. Jung-Hoo Lee puts on the 10-day IL retroactive to May 19th with a mid-back strain. Mickey Moniak, off to a really nice start with the Rockies, goes to the 10-day IL with right ankle tendonitis. And Robbie Snelling officially getting surgery, internal brace version of UCL repair. He is, of course, out for the year. Some rehab starts and recovery updates to be aware of. Kodai Senga and Logan Webb both making rehab appearances for their respective clubs. Transactions to get into: Victor Robles activated for the Seattle Mariners. Likely not terribly fantasy relevant, but just playing time-wise, something to keep note of. Craig Kimbrell DFA'd. Jonah Tong called up. He pitched three scoreless innings in relief yesterday. And Eugenio Suarez has been activated and put in the lineup for the Cincinnati Reds. So that's going to do it for the news and notes as we now move on to 14 games for our Friday roundup here. Friday rundown, rather. Roundup's a special thing. More on that, by the way, in just a moment. The Cardinals game was rained out today, so instead we will talk about the remaining games from the 2018, starting with our top hitter of the day, and I am going to say it is going to have to be Wade Mecklar. And why is it Wade Mecklar? It's a debut home run off Jacob deGrom. How lovely is that? He took it for a ride, went 2-for-3, a nice outing for the Angels player, and you know what? Congratulations. It's always a nice story when someone is able to get out there, and especially against a guy like DeGrom, who, you know, quite possibly is going to be a Hall of Famer, being able to get one of your first knocks off a player of that caliber is really quite special. 106 off the bat, no doubter. Great story there, really. Oswaldo Peraza went 3-for-4 today. Brandon Nimmo went 2-for-5 with a home run. Zach Neto went 2-for-4 with two home runs. He probably could have got it, but I wanted it for the narrative purposes. Miguel Vargas went 1-for-4, but with a walk and a stolen base, his 8th of the year. Hunter Goodman went 2-for-4 with two stolen bases. William Contreras went 3-for-4 with a home run. He has raised his average to .304. The slugging is still yet to be desired, but he's doing really well on the average front, getting the bat on the ball. Jackson Holliday returned to the lineup a couple days ago. He returns again yesterday, 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Holliday, a nice day at the plate as the Orioles in general were really strong. Case in point, Gunnar Henderson goes 3-for-5 with a double. Juan Soto went 2-for-4 with a home run. Estuary Ruiz for the Marlins went 2-for-3 and a stolen base. Byron Buxton went 2-for-5 with a home run. The man is crazy. That is his 16th on the year. Austin Martin went 2-for-5 with a home run. That is his second home run of the year. So, you know, different plate approaches for different folks. Trent Grisham went 3-for-5 today. Aaron Judge went 0-for-4 with a walk. He's continuing this really dreadful slump he has been in over the last couple of weeks. He's been hitting .179 and slugging well below .300 in his last 15 games. Finally here for the notable hitting segments, Kyle Manzardo. What a game this is. We'll talk more about it in a bit. Kyle Manzardo, a pinch hit, go ahead, solo home run to end up winning the game for the Guardians. And that is going to be the notable hitting performances. Not a ton of real standouts, if I'm being honest with you. Hardest hit ball of the day was the 117 by Ketel Marte, but it was not a home run. And you know, the Soto shot was an absolute nuke. I mean, that's 450 off the bat. But you know, besides a couple superlatives like that, nothing too much to talk about. So we now move on to the starting pitcher discussion from yesterday. And I am not going to give one pitcher of the day. I am going to give both aces their respective nod for the pitcher of the day in the Guardians and the Phillies game. Because my goodness, this was a pitching duel, one of the best we've seen in some time. Christopher Sanchez and Gavin Williams both dueled each other to the tune of four scoreless innings. Sanchez got 6 Ks, 2 walks, 96 pitches, but beat him with 22 whiffs, 36 CSW percentage. Gavin Williams, not to be outdone, 11 strikeouts, no walks on 99 pitches, 17 whiffs, 33 CSW percentage. These guys were absolutely mowing lineups down. Fantastic work. Both really demonstrated top tier stuff, great locations. Overall, it was a tremendous start. It was an absolutely tremendous start for the both of them. But none got the win or none got the loss, because after 8, of course, scoreless, and the aforementioned Manzardo home run was allowed by Joan Duran in the top of the 9th. But those are the pitchers of the day. It's just an amazing performance. And Christopher Sanchez, my goodness, this guy is probably the NL Cy Young frontrunner at the moment. But of course, we're still just in May. Moving on, Yuri Perez, 6 1/3 innings pitched, 1 earned run. Finally, Yuri has a really nice start. 2 hits, 5 Ks, no walks on 86 pitches, 14 whiffs, 29 CSW percentage. The locations were pretty good. And with stuff like Yuri's, that matters a ton. This was a really nice start. Not the most sensational. You'd like the strikeouts to be higher, but you know what? No walks, 5 Ks. We'll take that any day of the week. Gerrit Cole went 6 scoreless frames in his return. Welcome back to Major League Baseball, Gerrit Cole. 2 hits, 3 walks, 2 Ks, 72 pitches. Very bizarre start. Just 5 whiffs. Got a lot of called strikes. The changeup locations were really horrible. The fastball kind of strayed up and outside against lefties. But overall, things were pretty solid. The stuff, the velocity was there. That's what you want to see. Kevin Gausman went 6 2/3 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 8 Ks, 1 walk on 94 pitches, 19 whiffs, 37 CSW percent. Really had things working against the Pirates today. Very Kevin Gausman start. More interesting, though, who he faced. Bubba Chandler, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 11 Ks, and folks, just 3 walks on 99 pitches. 22 whiffs for Bubba Chandler, 34 CSW percent. This was the Chandler that I think you were really interested in, getting the whiffs, getting the Ks, and keeping things in the park and keeping things and runners off the base paths. This was a pretty solid outing, just a 1 whip. Anytime Chandler, I think, is going to have a 1 whip, he's going to be fantastic, because it just means that there's not going to be much traffic, and it means he's reined in that control a little bit. We'll see if that continues into his next start. Peyton Tolley had a rough second inning, but cruised the rest of the way in his start. 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 4 hits, 9 Ks, 2 walks, 85 pitches, got 15 whiffs against the Minnesota Twins. Pretty solid outing overall. Another quality start for the Boston flamethrower. Flamethrower is maybe a little strong for the Boston righty. Justin Robleski went 5 innings, 5 earned runs, 8 hits, 4 Ks, 2 walks, 100 pitches, 8 whiffs. Got what's coming to him. Robleski, a guy that definitely has been a regression candidate for some time, gets knocked around in the first and second inning, was able to settle down and make this, you know, not get totally away from him. But a rough outing against Milwaukee. Logan Gilbert went 5 2/3 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, 6 Ks, 2 walks on 94 pitches, 11 whiffs and 26 CSW percentage. Not a phenomenal start for Logan Gilbert, but for someone who's had an inflated ERA and been struggling to keep runners from scoring, this is a really nice showcase. And good, you know, strikeouts to walks, the ratios are nice. 2 hits over nearly 6 innings. It's always a good time when you see that. Finally, wrapping things up, Jacob DeGrom took the mound. And DeGrom, he's so weird sometimes. 3 innings, 6 earned runs against the Angels. Anyone that had DeGrom roster thought this was a surefire phenomenal outing, but 6 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 Ks, 3 walks, 65 pitches. The fastball just got crunched today. Not really sure why. The velocity was pretty good. The stuff metrics are what you'd expect with Jacob DeGrom. Nothing seemed to be that erratic, but he only threw it about 15 times out of the 65 pitches. And when he threw it, it just got absolutely walloped. This was a rough outing, and over the last couple, he's been surrendering quite a few home runs. Don't know if there's an approach change, if things are just straying a little bit more over the plate. Either way, rough outing for DeGrom. So that's going to do it for the starting pitchers, and I just want to take a moment to say, first of all, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen, but also, today, when you're reading it, you are going to read the first SP roundup not written by Nick Pollock in the history of the site, with one exception, when Nick went to his sister's wedding. It's going to be hosted by none other than First Pitch podcast host Jake Crumpler. He's the man. You listen to him on the weekdays. He's the man. Does just a ridiculous amount of work. Trust me. He's a nut. He's a nut for this kind of stuff, and he's really good at it. So if you want to know about all these pitchers and then some, read Jake's SP roundup. You probably won't even be able to tell it's too different. It tonally is pretty dang similar. Read Jake's SP roundup today. And so very exciting. And go follow him on Twitter. Go do the whole thing. I mean, give him some support. Anyway, with that all being said, that's the notable performances. I'm going to take a short break, get to the relievers, and then my picks for the games tomorrow. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch podcast here. We now move on to our relievers, and we've got a lot to talk about. Yesterday, I barely had any to go over. Today, going over Friday's games, yeah, tons. We'll start with Brian King picking up a save yesterday for the Astros, his fifth of the year. Cade Smith picks his, I believe, MLB leading 17th save against the Phillies. Brian Baker picks up his 14th save of the year against the Rays, as he has just cruised into the role as the Rays closer. Not an easy position to hold. Louis Varland picks up his seventh save of the year for the Blue Jays. Anthony Banda picks up his first save of the year for the Minnesota Twins. Pete Fairbanks picks up his sixth save of the year for the Marlins. Anthony Nunez picks up his third save of the year for the Orioles. Anthony Munoz picks up his ninth of the year for the Mariners. And Chad Patrick, the former starting pitcher, picks up his second save of the year for the Brewers. Who blew it? But well, before we go on who blew it, Chad Patrick has been doing this a lot, and I think it's just something to be aware of, these very elongated long relief saves. Now, this is the second time that he's gone out there and thrown over three innings to get this, or just thrown a long time to get the save. He only throws one in a bit here, but they really are a team, the Brewers are, that will let him go out there. So fantasy managers might want to monitor how long he goes out, because sometimes they let him go. Anyway, who blew it? Tim Hill blew it for the Yankees today. No outs recorded, four runs allowed. Not all of them were earned, just the three were earned, but still it was enough to put the Rays ahead, a lead they would not relinquish. No outs, four runs, three hits, rough outing for who's so far been a really effective middle reliever in Tim Hill. Juan Duran, not technically a blown save, and maybe this is a little unfair, but he does surrender the go-ahead home run to Kyle Manzardo. Juan Murillo, second day in a row, we've talked about him. Two outs recorded to allow one hit and one run that allowed the Rockies to tie the game, a game they would end up winning after Ryan Thompson allows a run in the top of the ninth. Robert Suarez blew a save for the Braves, and this was a wild back-and-forth one, 11 innings. Suarez allows the Nationals to come back into this, but after Mitch Parker, yes, that Mitch Parker, allows two runs off three hits on one inning of work, and then Orlando Ribalta gives the Braves another lifeline, one inning, two runs. The Braves would end up winning in 11 innings. That's going to be my short little reliever rundown. For more information on relievers, check out Rick Graham's ever descriptive weekly articles. As we now look forward to the full slate of games here on this Saturday, we have a bit of a weird pitching matchup selection, but some interesting names to talk about. Number one, the Pirates at the Blue Jays, Paul Skenes versus Patrick Corbin. Corbin's not the interesting name here, but Skenes had a bit of a shaky outing against St. Louis last time out. We'll see how he bounces back. He's one of the most dynamic, best pitchers in baseball, so we'll see how he does. The Rays at the Yankees, Drew Rasmussen versus Ryan Weathers, two of the more underappreciated arms in baseball right now. And third, Dodgers at the Brewers, a couple really interesting arms here. Roky Sasaki, I highlight him every single time he comes up. First of all, because he always pitches on the weekends for me. And second of all, I just think he's fascinating, and I think he's really just someone I like. I want to see every pitch he throws because he's really, really interesting. I want to see if he can figure things out. Former, number one prospect in baseball. And Robert Gasser, good pitcher. But my game of the day, going to be the Mets at the Marlins. Freddie Peralta versus Max Meyer. These are two guys with fantastic stuff. Meyer's kind of fallen a little under the radar, I think. We'll see how he does against a Mets lineup that is quietly, still hungry to play for real baseball. They've been fairly all right in the month of May. And the Marlins and Mets are just kind of dueling to stay afloat in the wild card standing. So this will be a fun one for sure. But that's going to be the First Pitch podcast for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, head on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord. PL Pro subscribers gain access to PLV apps and all support PL staff like myself. So finally, my name is Carson McCard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host, Eric Hendrickson, as well as on Blue Sky at Carson Picard. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Have an excellent weekend. Take care, y'all.